Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
There was no use talking, there was nothing to say.
That's a Hooters bringing us back to 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, for the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We have a great visit with our new friend, Bert Sarkinen, founder of Arrow Timber. Put a .com on the end of that, and you'll find him online. Also, his book is called The Art of Hybrid Timber Framing. It's basically a how-to book on folks on how to make your house snap, how to make it look different from everybody else's. I know you're thinking about building a custom home, but how about one that's not like everybody else's? Hey, Bert, thanks again for being here. Congratulations on your book. You do your own milling. You produce the wood and from different types of species, and you do the construction. Tell us about the business that you're in, the industry in, because most people know I have an idea about what it costs to build a house per square foot. I'm assuming that hybrid timber framing is on another level in terms of a comparison of costs, right?
Correct, Jim. So this one project we did, the hybrid timber framing itself is only one extra line item in the whole budget. But we had one client, we had a package we sent out for about $30,000, and he came back and told us that our package cost him $150,000. And we said, well, how can that be? I mean, and he said, well, I had to spend more on my front door. Everything was so nice. I had to spend more on my appliances. I had to spend more down the line.
That's right.
So it just really, you mentioned earlier when we chatted that it makes it unique. And so that's
I call that the old shoes theory. I mean, okay. How many times have you gone to buy a new suit with old shoes on, and you didn't realize how bad your shoes looked till you put the new suit on?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what that guy just told you.
Yep, and this was a new build, but he still realized that he had old shoes on, to use your metaphor.
Well, the windows and the doors he had would have been fine for traditional construction, but it didn't fit with what you had. He had to step up his game, didn't he? So this is you. What you just described is how you have to explain to people, you know, if you want this, you know, you got to understand all the elements that come together with it, right?
Correct. And speaking of what people want, that is a dicey game.
Yeah.
Most people, the three things that have screwed us up as far as figuring out what people want, one is purple purse syndrome. And the other is the incomplete battle plan. In other words, the Prussian generals who coined the term that no battle plan ever survives first contact with the enemy. And then the other piece of it is trust. And you mentioned that in your book as well, that there has to be some trust before you can really get down to numbers, you know, for people when they're going into this kind of a purchase.
What did you call it? What did you say?
Oh, it's a purple purse syndrome, and that's actually from one of my mistakes. So, and the guys in the office here have teased me about it. As I get involved with what a client wants and what could be and kind of digging into their head, sometimes I can get overexcited and take an idea that I think they're going to love and run with it, and I miss the cues that isn't anything they want.
Mm-hmm.
And so that can screw up my listening and understanding and finding the pain if I suddenly decided. So they teased me about it. I said, Bert, if somebody doesn't want a purple purse, you shouldn't try to sell them that.
I like it. Yeah, that's a really good lesson for all of us, no matter what we're selling. That's the Bert Sarkinen and purple purse syndrome, folks. You got to be careful about that. What else do you want us to know about your industry and about your business and your products?
There's three people who might be interested in this book. The first, of course, is someone who plans to influence their space, their building, their home with exposed beams. This book is really all about how that is going to, how you can do that and what it's going to look like. The second type of person might be just a business owner. That purple purse syndrome isn't in the book per se, but there's a lot of questions and tips where I encourage readers, the owners, to get inside their head and understand what they want to do. One of the quotes from the first section written for owners says that as a tree must grow roots before vertical growth, so must you do before you can actually start building.
Mm-hmm.
People come in and they're really frustrated that I wanted to build 3 months ago and I'm still fiddling around with plans. And so that there's a lot of tips like that. So business owners could get some questions they could use to enhance experiences for their clients.
Right.
You know, whether they're the butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker. That's someone else.
Do you need an architect to incorporate your stuff into a new home?
That's kind of our forte. That's one of the hats we wear.
Yeah.
Sometimes people come to us with a home.
So if they don't have an architect for the house, you can play the architect role for your addition to their house.
Yeah, and a lot of times we'll make changes to the roof pitch or do
right.
something so the timbers can really
right.
stain.
And you work with a contractor on that.
Work with the contractor. Yeah. We do work with architects directly where they'll send us a preliminary plan and we'll
right.
suggest this or that, the other.
Yeah, I'd recommend that. Of course, as I say, everybody, you're working off of plans that you may have bought or you may have borrowed or something like that. But, hey, the website is arrowtimber.com. The book is called The Art of Hybrid Timber Framing, wherever books are sold. Hey, Bert, will you come back?
I love you, Jim. It's been great.
We enjoyed having you on the show. Bert Sarkinen, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. Gonna climb a mountain.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.